This is Street Knowledge with Chris Graham.
A beautiful day in Virginia, and I'm sitting inside doing a podcast. Chris Graham joining you here on Street Knowledge. And yeah, wow, this is one of those days in May you don't always expect. You know, you think you want 80. When you look at the weather forecast, you think, man, I want 80, I want 85, I want it to be warm. You know, I want it to be hot. Today's about 70, 71 degrees outside. Skies are blue. There's some puffy clouds out there. I went out and did a 10.5 mile run. Yeah, I'm weird. I admit it. I'm weird. But, oh my goodness, there's breezes blowing that are just cool enough. Not too bad. Not too cool, you know. I ran 10.5 miles. I really didn't feel like I broke a sweat. I mean, I took a shower afterwards just because you think you got to, I guess. But, oh my goodness, what a beautiful day in Virginia. And we've kind of earned it, and we're getting ready to pay for it more. We've had a lot of rain the last couple weeks. We got more coming this weekend. That's going to affect me, I got to say. I'm scheduled to do another ESPN3 baseball game this weekend down in Greensboro. And it was my first chance to get down, you know, out of state and do some ESPN work, and looking forward to that. You know, I've been looking forward to it ever since I got scheduled it a couple months ago. And now it looks like it might not happen. The weather on Thursday and Friday here in the Mid-Atlantic, here in, you know, Virginia, North Carolina, etc. Rain Thursday, rain all day Friday, rain into Saturday. And so, yeah, it looks like I'm probably not going to be able to do that game. Now, you know, the folks have said, hey, you know, you're getting paid either way. So, you know, in one sense, you say, oh, whatever, I get paid either way. But I want to do the game. You know, I want to get a chance to do it, you know. It's UNC Greensboro and the Citadel in Southern Conference Baseball. I just saw UNC Greensboro three games this past weekend at VMI. They actually lost the series. VMI took 2 of 3, kind of a surprise after UNC Greensboro had taken 2 of 3 from Mercer the weekend before. Mercer, the first place team in the Big South, or excuse me, in the Southern Conference. And man, you know, looking forward to seeing seeing baseball, calling baseball, working with a new ESPN crew for me, this new, different crew, whatever. And, yeah, so, you know, I don't care that you're going to pay me for it even if we don't go. I want to do the game. So, limit me, right? Such is life. But at least today, man, I am looking right now in my little podcast studio. I've got a big window that looks out my neighbor's yard next door. He's got flowers everywhere, a big tree, the green grass, the blue skies, the puffy clouds. You know, this is awesome. So this is a great way to live life. Not a lot for me in the news today. I know, you know, we could talk some hardcore politics. Sally Yates and her testimony in front of Congress yesterday, I believe it was a Senate committee, talking about what she knew about the Michael Flynn investigation and what she told the, you know, higher ups in the Trump administration before she was let go, and it's looking controversial and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, okay, that's all great. And of course, the president tweeting about how that's all fake news. And, you know, I'm like a lot of folks. I'm so tired of D.C. And for those of you out there who voted for Donald Trump thinking it would change things for the better and get rid of all the acrimony and the crap, you just ratcheted it up about 10 degrees. So congratulations to you folks, but that's neither here nor there. We're not going to be able to reverse an election for a while. And I'm sure if a lot of those folks want to reverse the election as far as that goes. But I don't really care because I keep looking outside and I see this beautiful weather, right? So so I thought I would just talk about some things that have nothing to do with politics, have nothing to do with current events, and have everything to do with just living life in the right way. First thing is an article about me in the Waynesboro YMCA magazine. And we, okay, secret broken, Augusta Free Press helps publish that magazine for the Waynesboro YMCA. One of our clients here in Virginia, one of our, you know, several really good clients, long-term clients. And the director there, a guy named Jeff Fife, who joins me on some of these podcasts, especially in the heart of college sports seasons, the football and particularly basketball seasons. Jeff's the director at the YMCA, has been for, I think he's in his year 13 now of his run at the YMCA. So he has been on me for a couple of years at least, you know, to tell my story through the Y magazine, I guess, my story being, you know, my work to improve myself by, you know, January of 2014, I weighed 285 pounds. You can't see me now. We're doing a podcast. We're not doing a live Facebook thing or anything like that. But I now weigh 180 pounds. I've gone from 285 and, you know, barely being able to do 10 minutes at level one on the elliptical to running three marathons. I mean, things like that. So, you know, Jeff's been, you know, Jeff is a lot of people, including Jeff, have remarked that as much as I talk about so many different things, both in podcasts and columns, that it's interesting that I've really not talked a lot about, you know, my personal journey there. So we did a story and put it in the Y magazine. And, you know, you forget sometimes, I guess. I do this all the time. I've been in journalism and the media for over 20 years. And I guess you take for granted sometimes that people do pay attention to what you read and write and say and all that kind of stuff. And so, you know, I work out at the Y regularly. And I've had a lot of folks come up to me and say they read the article and were encouraged and enthused by it. And that's the goal for me. You know, I guess I've been on this journey now for almost 3.5 years because it was January of 2014. Lots of folks do New Year's resolutions. I did one. I was 285 pounds. Said, you know, I wanted to lose down to 225. It seemed like a nice sort of official sounding number, lose down to 225. And I kept going afterwards. But I wanted to get my health back. I wanted to actually do some other things too. You know, I really thought if I lost weight, that would help me get back on TV. I'm doing TV work now again. And so, you know, a lot of reasons there. But, you know, I started at that time really emphasizing posting to social media about my exercise. Like, you know, I would post that I had a great workout, or when I started running, I would post my times, you know, my distances and my times. And as a way to say, hey, you know, I was a fat guy and way out of shape guy, and I'm in my 40s and all this stuff. But look, I'm doing this now. And, you know, maybe people who were friends of mine on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, that kind of thing, would maybe see it and say, hey, he's doing it. Why can't I do it? Right. When I'm so far into it now, you know, we're in year four of this project that I think maybe I've kind of, you know, people have kind of toned out that I've not always been this way. You know, I think now I know quite a few people who did not know the fat Chris. You know, I've talked to some people. One of the personal trainers that I work with at the Waynesboro YMCA, I've helped promote the personal training aspect of the YMCA over the years. And one of the personal trainers I was interviewing for a story for the Y magazine, you know, I let slip this whole story about, you know, the beginning of the story, at least, about the, you know, being 285 pounds. And she looked at me like she'd seen a ghost, like, you weighed 285 pounds. And I realized I'd only known this woman, and even though I know her well now, I've only known her for a couple of years. And you know, I still run into people too who I haven't seen in a long time who don't recognize me right away until they hear my voice. You know, this past weekend, you know, if you listen to yesterday's podcast or last week's podcast, last Friday's podcast, that we helped put on a live pro wrestling show, the Night of the Superstars, at Waynesboro High School. And it had been a while since we worked in pro wrestling, and turns out that the last time I worked in pro wrestling was in 2013, which is before I lost the weight. And so, you know, a number of the folks that we worked with, that we had worked with in the past, you know, didn't know me right away because they didn't know what I looked like, you know, because you do look different, you know, when you lose over 100 pounds. Your face looks different. I mean, it's similar but different. You know, there's something in there, right? But it's not the same. And so, of course, I had to tell the story over and over again, which is great. I love doing it. And to fans, you know, it was, you know, I told the story a few times to fans at the event before I had to leave and go do the baseball game. And so between that and talking with folks, you know, about that Y Magazine story, I've had this opportunity a lot lately to, you know, kind of take the story on a different realm. And so it's reminded me that I kind of got to do that. I mean, that's one thing I want to do. You know, I'm turning 45 in about a month. And one thing you hear a lot from people, it's truly an excuse. I used to have the same excuse. As you get older, it's harder to get yourself back into shape. You know, what happens in life, it happened to me. I was in great shape. Coming out of my 20s, I was around 200 pounds, a little bit less. You know, I didn't run, certainly at that time. I did not run. I played a lot of basketball, lifted weights, but, you know, But I was healthy, very healthy, very, 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 you know, relatively slim. I mean, I was in, to me, 6'1", 195 is what I was at my 30th birthday. That was a great, great place to be. And nothing to sneeze at, certainly. But then, you know, at the age of 30 is when we formed, when my wife Crystal and I formed our own small business, the Augusta Free Press, which is now, you know, 15 years later, we're doing great with it. But in the first few years, you know, we were so wall-to-wall working, you know, literally 6.5 days a week, we used to call it. You know, we take off Sunday afternoon and slow down a little bit then. But, you know, when you're young, you can do that. But when you're working 6.5 days a week, it's really hard to get that time in for working out. And also you eat wrong. You know, when you're working all the time, you don't eat right. You know, you kind of fill up on foods that are more pleasure foods than good foods. So there's two bad things happening there. You're not moving around as much and you're eating a lot of calories. And it just, you know, over the time, you know, just got out of control. I mean, I'm amazed that when I looked up at the age of 42, close to 42, I was turning 42 in 2014, middle of that year. I'm amazed I'd only gained 90 pounds, to be honest with you, because I didn't keep count of it. You know, I didn't care. It just wasn't a factor to me. And you know, this in spite of the fact that, you know, I've got a lot of issues with family, issues with weight problems leading to diabetes problems. I mean, you know, just the train there, right? I mean, you know, you do one thing leads to another, et cetera. And so, so yeah, you know, over that period of time, I just like everybody else. I mean, I'm not telling a story that a lot of you listening haven't already experienced or are experiencing or that kind of thing, where, you know, life just happens and it's tough to turn things around. But, you know, I made the commitment in 2014. And again, everybody makes New Year's resolutions. I'm not unique in that. And I'm not even unique in the sense that I actually kept this one. I guess, you know, I've got friends who like me, struggle with their weight over the years. And have lost weight and then put it back on and that kind of thing. I knew that I could lose the weight. The question for me was, would I be able to keep the weight off? And by about June of 2014, maybe the end of June, early July, I had lost most of the weight. I was under 200 pounds, I know, around my birthday in 2014. My birthday's in June. And so, you know, I kept saying I wanted to lose a few more pounds. I wanted to be under 200. And I figured if I, you know, once I got to whatever my goal weight was, I probably would have a little binge, eat a few, you know, have a couple days at least where I'd eat a lot. And so I didn't want to just lose to 199 and then go right back over if I had a, you know, had a pizza, right? You know, kind of silly thinking right at the time. And so I lost down to, I think it was about 185, and that was 100 pounds. And I was like, okay, 100 pounds is good. But I'd already started running. I wasn't at all, to say the least, a competitive runner. The running thing came about at the very end of this process. May of 2014, I'm bored with elliptical. I mean, I'm doing a lot of cardio at the gym and got to a point where I'm doing an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes on the elliptical, and it still wasn't that much of a challenge. And I thought, you know, there's probably something else I can do. So I ran, did a mile at the high school track just up the street from where I live. Next week, the following week, I did another mile. One day, a couple weeks later, I did a 3-mile run, thought, wow, 3 miles, that's a 5K, right? I just ran a 5K and kept up and, you know, just started adding, some goals, you know, run around town. I did a 5-mile run one day, did a 10-mile run at the beach. It took me 2 hours and 40 some minutes to do 10 miles, but I did it. And then, you know, just got the bug as I was doing all this, got the bug It was a different challenge, certainly, than I'd ever experienced before. You know, you can, and I'm an obsessive compulsive type person. Probably good that I end up in journalism, right? That, you know, you just attention to detail is a big thing for me. And so, you know, back when I was a bigger guy, I was still, even though I was heavy and eating the wrong foods, I still lifted weights 4 or 5 days a week. I'd gotten to a point where I could bench press 450 pounds. I could squats. My height in the squat was 646. I'm always a competitive type person. So once I discovered in running that there are things that measure you too, you know, you not only your distance, but your time and your pace. like, wow, this feeds my inner beast, so I'm going to, you know, and I have something else to obsess over every time, wanting to run a little faster than I did before. Eventually I ran a competitive 5K. I actually won my age division. I've finished second in my age division in a 10K, and these races get competitive. So it's not like I'm telling you I just ran out there against a bunch of guys who, you know, have no people who run 5Ks, maybe not as competitive. 10Ks, you start getting more competitive. I challenged myself then to do a marathon, did the Richmond Marathon back in November of 2015. And, you know, in addition to the goal of just finishing it, I wanted to actually, the goal in my head was, gosh, could I qualify for Boston? You know, could I actually do this and qualify for a prestigious race? And the pace I needed to keep up was about a 7:50 per mile pace, which I'd kept up for. I've run a 6:50 10K, but that's 6 miles, not 26 miles. And I was running my actual qualifying pace up until mile 21 of Richmond, and then just legs died. And I finished 14 minutes slower than I needed to for qualifying for Boston. But then, you know, a lot of people have told me, you run a marathon and, you know, one of two things will happen. You'll say, I did that, not going to do that again. Or you'll say, wow, I bet I can go faster next time. I did the second. I said, wow, I can do that faster next time. Now, I've run two more marathons since. I've not run faster than that first one. The second marathon I chose was the Charlottesville Marathon, a very hilly marathon. I ran it 10 minutes slower than my first one. Richmond was very flat for the most part marathon. And then I ran the New York Marathon, which was obviously a very cool experience, the world's biggest marathon by far, over 50,000 participants. I went into it with – I had a training injury – plantar fasciitis. I had a little bit of an Achilles tendon issue on the other foot, so got two bad wheels. Goal was just to finish. I did finish, but I still got the bug, and that's neat. But you know, you're listening to this, you're listening to me talk about this at this stage, and you're saying, Chris, I don't want to run. I can't run. You know, and or you're listening to this and saying, I do want to run, and maybe I should tell you not to run. I have a great friend of mine who is in the process. He's already lost about 60 pounds. Started around 330. He's now around 270. His goal is to get down around 200. He's going to do it. There's no question in my mind he's going to do it. But he's you know, started running, and he said he had some issues, shin splints and things like that. And I said, nope, problem is right now you're still carrying too much weight for your structure. You know, your ankles and your knees and your hips are screaming at you for a reason. Get on the elliptical. Do what I did. That's kind of what I did. Just get on the elliptical. Do a lot of good stuff. Get up, build up to a half hour, 40 minutes, 50 minutes, an hour, etc. Burn that weight off. As you burn the weight off, if you still want to get out there and run eventually, do it. But don't do it now. You know, and that's what I'm telling. I will tell the rest of you guys out there listening right now. You don't need – when I post, you know, those who follow me on Twitter especially – when I post about, like today, I did a 10.41 mile run. I'm not telling you that if you don't run 10.41 miles, then your workout's worthless. That's certainly not my message. My message is, that's my workout. You do what you need to do to get yourself a little better today than you were yesterday. And then tomorrow, do the same thing. Get a little better tomorrow than you were today. That's all you got to do, just a little bit better. If you can get a little bit better every day, that's been a good day. That's all you got to do. And you're a little bit better, you know, my little bit better is probably, you know, I'm not going to run 11 miles tomorrow. You know, got to pace, you got to save some legs too. So tomorrow I'll probably run shorter distance, a little faster pace than I did today. That's going to be my little better. And plus I'll add some weights to it. I'll add some abs to it. You know, I'll do some different things. But, you know, I'm working towards a goal. This is May. I'm going to run another marathon in November, 6 months away. So I've got time to get myself in even better shape, hopefully, and I really want to qualify for Boston. So little baby steps to get there every day, get a little better, etc. You know, I really believe in that. And for you, your little better could be that, you know, maybe this time next month you weigh 5 pounds less, and you know, you go from doing 10 minutes on the elliptical to 15, and doing it without, you know, stressing and straining yourself. Maybe you're a little bit better is that, you know, you eat a little bit better breakfast and lunch, you know, a little healthier, et cetera, you know. I mean, whatever your little bit better is, just do a little bit better. And so I want to encourage you to do that. And I'm not telling you that if you don't do 10 and a half miles on a run that, you suck, because that's certainly not the message. I hope to, for me, I've kept the weight off. I'm getting closer and closer to 3 years every day to having kept the weight off. That's the bigger accomplishment. Losing the 100 pounds was a big accomplishment. Don't get me wrong. It was tough. I mean, I look back on it now and people ask me, how did you do it? And, how hard was it? During the time, I didn't think it was hard. I look back on it now and say, could I do it again? I mean, I guess I could, but it was hard. I mean, in retrospect, it was hard. I don't want to have to do it again. That's the important thing. I want to, not only to be the role model I hope I can be for other people, but, for myself, I don't want to have to do that again. So I do some things that you hear you're not supposed to do. I weigh myself every morning. You're not supposed to do that. It's supposed to be an obsessive compulsive thing, and that's a bad thing. Well, I'll tell you what, that's crap. Whoever tells you you're not supposed to obsess over things if you're trying to get details right is full of it. I mean, there are people who don't want to achieve things, I guess, and that's my opinion. The best way for me to make sure that I don't gain weight is to know what I weigh from day-to-day basis. And that doesn't mean that, I starve myself or anything of the sort. I don't. Anybody who knows me, all I got to do is especially follow me on Facebook, because my wife will post a lot about where we go out to eat and that kind of thing, and when we go out to eat, which a couple of days a week we do. I love Mexican food. I love chips and salsa. I love pizza. I love hamburgers. I'll eat a good steak, chicken, fried chicken, whatever the case may be. And I love cider. I love mixed drinks, whatever. I don't not indulge. I'm not sitting here eating streamed cabbage and warmed up beets and, diet bread or whatever the case may be, right? I'm not starving myself. I'm not punishing myself like some folks do for their own reasons. And I'm not telling them that that's a bad thing. I don't do that. And so, so I'm not telling you that certainly you need to do that. It's just be a little better at it. Again, just be a little better. I know if I'm going to eat a good dinner, which I like to eat good dinners, eat a lighter lunch, eat a lighter breakfast, don't snack during the day so much. And that's how you can enjoy a good burger and fries and cider at night. That's how you do that. So you can do the same thing. I mean, I hope that those who follow me on social media and see me posting daily the stuff I do to keep myself in good shape and that kind of thing, I hope that you don't get the message of, gosh, it's so hard. Look at that guy. Man, he's doing all this stuff, and no wonder he's skinny. I hope what you get out of it is, I still think of myself. When I see myself in the mirror sometimes, it's interesting. I don't know how I did it. And I still think of myself as the fat guy, right? I mean, I really do, and I always will. I always will think of myself as that guy who was 285 pounds. I always think of myself as the underdog, I guess. And so I'm right there with you. For me, my Facebook pictures particularly, the ones in my photo albums, I hate the ones from 2014 and before, even some during my weight loss that, there's a couple of pictures of my wife and I, and she looks beautiful in them. And I wish I could cut myself out of the picture. I feel that bad about them, but they remind me. They remind me of where I've come from and what I want to do to always stay healthy. And you know what? I'll be turning 45 this summer. I hope I will, God willing, if I live to be whatever I live to be, I want to be this healthy all along. And I know that it helps me through my longer day. So ironically, I talked earlier about how tough it can be when you work long hours and that kind of thing, how tough it can be. You think it can be tough to balance eating right, exercising right, and long hours at work. I know this is the case. This isn't what I think. I know that being in better shape, I can be more efficient. I mean, I'm not as tired. I work better when I do work. I feel like I get more work done now in less time. I'm honest about that. I really do. It's not just me. It's not somebody telling you that crap. It's me telling you that that's the case. I really think that My brain's clear. I'm rested more. I'm sharper. And so I always want to be this way. And so I'm telling you, if you're listening to this, I want you to be the same way. Again, whatever your goals are, they don't have to be running marathons at all. They weren't mine. I did not start this idea with I couldn't even run a mile when I started losing the weight. Couldn't run a mile. Didn't care about running a mile. It's not about running. It's just about being the best person you can be and getting a little bit better each day to get there. So I hope that, you know, if you listen to this, that you got something out of it. That you got something out of it that's, you know, positive and maybe helps push you along. That's my goal today, you know, because, again, it's a beautiful day. I could be talking about politics. I could be yammering about sports, you know, all the important stuff in the world. And I felt like, you know, this was just a day to step back, peel the curtain back and say, you know, let's just sit on the front porch, have a lemonade and talk about life. Those are important things to do sometimes, too. I'm sure we'll get back on that current events horse tomorrow. We'll figure some things out. There's a lot going on. The Wizards and Celtics getting ready for game 5 of their Eastern Conference semifinal series. That's important. The O's and the Nats in the Beltway series. The O's win game 1 of the 4-game series. 2 games in Baltimore, 2 games in Washington. Had a great time watching that last night. A lot of fans conflicted like me. You saw fans wearing Nats jerseys and O's hats and vice versa. One guy even had stitched together a jersey with one half of it being Nats, one half being O's. There's a lot of us out there that root for both teams. And so I'm looking, you know, love seeing this series when it comes up each year. There's that. There's the politics stuff. There's the Democratic primary in Virginia. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff to talk about. But today we talked about life. That's important. So. Signing off for today. I'm going to go back out and enjoy some of this great weather. I am Chris Graham, and I'll leave you with this. If you can't be good, be good at it. Have a great day, everybody.